Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How are you, football fans? This Sunday, you can stream Chelsea v Man City and Man United v Liverpool on Now TV. That's a rivalry like no other, and a Carabao Cup final for a one-off payment of just €10. To grab a Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass and only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV today. Content streamed via internet. Full terms at NowTV.com.
What's up, guys? Mike Alexander, Roto Juan here, talking NFL Week 17 key decisions. I thought this was really good last week. I think some people got some good info out of it. And when I say I'm giving you key decisions, I'm not saying I've got the answers to those decisions necessarily. We talked about tight ends and Ertz, and that worked out really well. Almost had a Dallas Goedert touchdown. Some of the running backs we talked about were good. Robbie Anderson, as a GPP play, some good stuff came out of it. I want to set up the decisions for you. I don't want to make them for you. So you do the research, you dig in, you tell, you figure out for yourself where you're going with these key spots. I'll give you my leans. I'm hoping I'm right most of the time, but NFL is so hard to predict. So, I got faith in you guys to be able to figure them out and hopefully turn into some big weeks. Kicking off here, let's talk about what teams can we trust coming into week 17. You got playoff implications in certain spots, other places, teams playing for nothing, teams with spots locked up. Let's jump in at the NFC level. The Saints, they've already said they're playing Teddy Bridgewater. That's a good situation because you're going to get some salary savings on some people. Dwayne Washington's probably a good bet there. Tommy Lee Lewis. But I don't think any of these guys are probably going to be huge producers. So that's a limited situation. The Rams, they've got to win to maintain their number two seed. If they lost and the Bears won, they would swap spots. I don't think the Rams want that at all. They don't want to have to go on the road until they have to. I think the Rams are going to go full bore. They're sitting Todd Gurley. That's smart. Outside of that, though, I think you're going to get at least probably a half to three quarters of solid offensive production out of the Rams against a 49ers team that can be beat up. The 49ers have kind of had their stand. I think this week it's probably a mail-in week for them. I'm not sure they're going to relish the role of spoiler. It is a division game and all, but I think that there's a lot to like there in the Rams game. Bears-Vikings. Bears are the 3 seed. Vikings are the 6 seed. The Vikings, they either need to win and have the Eagles win or lose. Both teams lose, they stay the same. Both teams win, they stay the same. But the Eagles are playing Washington. That's probably a win for Philly. I don't think it's going to be an easy win, but the Vikings, they're gonna be going after it the whole game. I think the Bears, knowing that they could get the 2 seed, they're probably going to stay in it. Maybe they check the scoreboard and see LA is up big, and they decide to, bench their guys for the second half. There's not that many Bears I'm thrilled with using on the road in Minnesota, though. Anyway, so really just Minnesota. I think the receivers are probably going to do the heavy lifting for the Vikings, and that's probably who you want to depend on. Like I said, Philly, they need to win. They're going to be going full bore. You got Big Dick Nick doing his thing in there. He's probably in a good spot. He's affordable again. the Washington defense has pretty much given up. You know, that whole team is just a disaster. The ship has crumbled. You know, Cowboys, they said they weren't, but they're probably going to sit their people. Seahawks, they're the 5 or 6 seed no matter what. I don't think they're going to, you know, be a great spot. Outside of maybe Russ Wilson, I think he can get you enough in his limited time if he does get benched in the second half at some point. Then over in the AFC, you got the Chiefs. They want to hold on to the one seed. They got to win this week to do it probably. Taking on the Raiders at home, smash spot, heavy ownership here. Maybe be a little bit more creative with your chief usage in a GPP. Patriots, they're the 2 seed. They want to win here too. They want to get that bye. They want to make people come through Foxborough right up until the end. If they can, that's been their model to their playoff success during this whole dynasty. I think you can trust all the Patriots. You get the Ravens playing the Browns. The Ravens, they need to win. If the Steelers win, the Steelers have to win. They're on the outside looking in. You can trust all the Steelers for sure, especially Roethlisberger and probably Antonio Brown. The Ravens, I think Lamar Jackson, it's his show. Unless the game gets out of hand and they need to pass to come back, that could be a little bit of an issue if you use them with a Browns offense that has kind of taken off. But Baltimore relies on their defense. I expect it to be a pretty nasty game, a slugfest, NFC North style football, and a lot of running the ball, a lot of defense. Chargers, if the Chiefs lose, Chargers win, they could take the number one seed. Everybody's playing at the same time this week to keep things fair. Anthony Lynn probably, he said he's going to play his guys. I think there's probably some rotation still, especially with Melvin Gordon and the receivers, but I think you can trust the Chargers here. And then you got the Colts playing the Titans in Tennessee. The Titans, they're getting nicked up. A lot of injuries. Mariota hasn't been right all year. I would love if this game were in Indy. I would have much more confidence in the Colts, but I think they still get the job done here. Their defense is enough, I think, to stymie the Titans' limited offense. I don't think Derrick Henry's going to catch them by surprise. And then their offense is just, I think, too good. Andrew Luck is pretty much back all the way to 100% from his injury last year. So, and then, yeah, as I mentioned, the Steelers are trying to make the playoffs. So those are kind of the implications that you've got as far as playoff contention. Let's jump into key decisions at quarterback. I think you want to pay up this week or pay way down. Mahomes and Roethlisberger are at the top of the salary scale for good reason. They're in the best spots. They're playing bad defenses. Their teams want to win to either make the playoffs, like we said with Pittsburgh, or to hold on to the number one seed with the Chiefs. They're going to be popular, but salary is not going to be an issue this week. I think you're going to be able to use studs that you want to use. If you're going to pay down, Lamar Jackson and then Nikki Foles, they make good sub 6K options to me. Foles probably would be my preferred route because Philly doesn't do a lot on the ground with the running attack or the rushing attack at this point. Moving over to running back, who are we going to trust at running back? It's a weird week. None of these studs are really reliable. Melvin Gordon's probably the only one with a solid shot to play major snaps, but are the Chargers still going to be careful with him? Again, they could see the Chiefs are up big at half time and just decide Austin Eckler's got the rest of the game with Justin Jackson. Saquon Barkley, there's talk like the Giants want to get him rookie of the year and all. Maybe, but Dallas is still going to play an ugly game unless he breaks a big run, which hasn't been the case the last 2 weeks. And we talked about him, maybe not being as effective, wearing down at the end of his rookie year here. So I'm not sure I want to pay up at running back this week. So who are you going to pay down with? You know, the first name out of most people's lips is CJ Anderson. Obviously had a great week last week, really good matchup this week against the 49ers. He's going to be super popular, you know, and maybe he just doesn't score a touchdown, gets the volume, but no touchdowns, something like that. I think it's a pivot spot for me. But a 5,400, you know, starting running back is pretty solid in a plus offense. Then you got Elijah McGuire, 5,300 facing, you know, the Patriots. The thing that scares me with McGuire, he's been great the last 3 weeks because he scored a touchdown in each game the last three. That's not something you can depend on, especially in a Jets offense. You know, the Patriots probably are going to force the Jets into passing mode. They're probably going to go up on them. I think, you know, that could be an issue for McGuire. Yes, he's getting targets. He's caught three passes in each of the last three games, I believe, getting 5, 6, 7 targets. So there's some floor there with McGuire. He's not an awful play, but I'm going to scroll down a little further, and I'm interested in Royce Freeman for the Broncos facing the Chargers at home. You know, especially if the Chargers, you know, get down early, something like that. Like, it could turn into the Royce Freeman show. 3,500, you know, it's a gamble. I don't think his ownership's going to be small, but I think people are probably making some stops ahead of him. And also maybe scared that the Chargers are going to win that game. Freeman hasn't done much work in the passing game. Not that he can't. It just hasn't been his role yet. Lindsey is now on IR, though. You know, maybe they decided to give this game to Freeman and see what they have in him for next year. So I kind of like him as a gamble. But, you know, in that mix, those three guys are some of your key running back decisions. All right, wide receiver. I think there's plenty of options salary savings wise. So I think the key decision at wide receiver is, you know, where do you go at the top of the pay scale? Antonio Brown, he's injured, says he's going. He's got the questionable tag, but if he says he's going, I'm not worried. Against a really bad Bengals defense that is coming into Pittsburgh, AB's been, you know, great his whole career at home there. I think they probably want to just smash the Bengals here and, you know, really just have this game in hand early, know that they took care of business and they did their part to make the playoffs and the rest is in fate's hands. So I really like AB at the top there. Like we said, salary is not a problem this week. I probably roll out a Roethlisberger AB stack with confidence. Then going on from there, you know, you got Julio visiting Tampa Bay. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in Atlanta in that game. Tampa Bay is also probably going to get a look at some people. Tyreek Hill, you know, with the foot thing, I don't know how much he plays in this final game here if they don't need him. Juju still probably not 100%. DeAndre Hopkins getting Jacksonville, a bad matchup, even though he did have a fairly decent game against them in the first matchup of the season. Devontae Adams questionable, Odell Beckham out. So, you know, there's not a lot to love at the top until you get down to Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. As we mentioned, the Vikings are definitely incentivized to win this week. The Bears are really hard to run on. I know that that's been the Vikings, you know, new thing is we're recommitted to the run, and it's worked for them fairly well. But, you know, Chicago, they're not going to want to get embarrassed here against a division opponent. They've got a little bit of incentive to win, a shot at the 2 seed and a bye. You know, at least in the first half, it's probably going to be a slugfest on the ground. So Minnesota may have to turn to the air. Diggs has been probably the preferred option. Thielen has lost that floor that he's had in the first half of the season. So I would lean Diggs here out of those two, a shot at a touchdown. And you know, for whatever reason, the new offense has kind of favored him. All right. Then the last decision I think you need to make this week, where do you go at tight end? As usual, there are no pay downs that are, you know, safe feeling. You get your three guys at the top, Kelce, Ertz, Kittle. Kelsey 7,200. So he's a good bit more than the other guys. Ertz 67, Kittle 6,300. We talked about Ertz last week, how touchdowns could go his way, and boy, did they. That could easily happen again this week. But in Washington, that field is a disaster this time of year. It's a divisional game. I don't know. I think he's got a great floor, as always Ertz does. He's going to get targets. He's going to, you know, make a good number of catches. I'm either going to go up to Kelsey or down to Kittle, I think, though. Obviously, the case for Kelsey is pretty clear cut. He's one of the best tight end in the NFL. The Raiders are atrocious against tight ends. Their linebacking core is not good. They don't get pressure. Kelsey is going to probably have a field day. He's my, you know, my main look for tight end along with everyone else this week. But I think you're going to get Kittle at better ownership. You know, the Rams, we've seen tight ends score on them before. The 49er wide receiver corps is decimated. They're going to be without Goodwin. They lost Garcon. They lost Pettis. You know, there's not really any playmakers left besides Kittle. And, you know, he's chasing some records himself. So he probably gets leaned on by the 49ers in their offense. Good floor, you know, and some upside with what he can do run after the catch and ceiling wise. So that's what I got for this week, guys. It's obviously a weird week with teams, you know, not really incentivized to win in every situation. Just be careful with that. Watch out. You know, that was something we emphasized last week on the Fantasy Fade Route pod. You know who you're using and what their role is going to be this week.